Welcome to How Life Changed, a podcast that features stories of real people and how their lives have changed as a result of COVID-19. I'm your host, John Noltner, and I'm glad you could join us. Change is a constant in life, but as a global community, we're now in the midst of unprecedented change as a result of the pandemic, and it's altering our work, home, and community lives in unexpected and profound ways. Each of us will experience this outbreak in our own unique fashion. Each of us, a single thread woven into the fabric of this historic event. Over the next 30 minutes or so, we'll explore just one of those threads, one person's story, and through that lens, hope to gain some human insight into the bigger picture of what's happening in our world today. We're recording this episode of How Life Changed on Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. Today, I'm talking with Carrie Rada in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. So, Carrie, nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I wonder if you can just start out by telling us what your week has looked like this week.
Well, just quiet. I went to Rochester on Monday for my treatment, and otherwise I stick pretty close to home right now.
Okay. Tell us more about Rochester, your treatment. What is that all about?
Well, I have been fighting cancer for 3.5 years, and I go to Rochester every Monday for treatment. I'm in my third clinical trial, and so I go over there every Monday for treatment, and normally Rochester, if you've been there, it's a hustle and bustle town. You know, there's cars, and I was afraid to drive there at first because I don't like driving in big cities. And now it's like kind of driving. Eau Claire is a big city, but I don't mind driving in Eau Claire. But now driving in Rochester is just like that because there's no people out.
So the roads are quieter. There's less cars out.
They're very quiet. Very quiet.
You go over every week. Is that the case?
Yes, I go over every Monday.
What's the treatment normally like before this COVID-19 started? What were your Mondays like?
Well, I would go over and I would leave probably a half hour, 45 minutes earlier because of the traffic in the morning, finding a place to park. They got two really big parking ramps over there. And the one by the time I got over there was always full. And so I would go to the other one and I'd have to go all the way to the top to find a parking spot, and that's like 8 or 9 levels. And now you can go to either parking ramp and get on the subway level 1. You don't have to go all the way to the top. So there's just no people moving around, or very few people moving around.
When you get in for your treatment, are there new precautions that you have to take now that we're in this era of COVID-19?
Yeah, they stop us when you get off the elevator. They stop you and they ask you if you've been around anybody or, you know, that you think has the virus. They ask you if you're having any symptoms. They take your temperature. If you're not wearing a mask, now they make you wear a mask. A month ago, I could take more than one person with me. Now only one person can go into the hospital with me. They ask them the same questions, give them a mask, and then we go on our way up to where I have my treatment.
Okay. And the treatment space itself, is that less populated too?
Yeah, actually what happened is I was doing my treatments at St. Mary's in Rochester, and they closed the St. Mary's Hospital down and got it all ready in case they had a major outbreak over there. And so now I'm doing all my treatments in Charlton building over there. And as you walk the halls, before it was shoulder to shoulder people, and people were hustling and bustling here and there. And I'm lucky on a Monday if I see 20 people in the 4 hours I'm there now. Oh, it's wow. Just so quiet.
So you're saying the place you used to get your treatments, that they've now set that up for all COVID cases if they come in, and they've shifted you somewhere else?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The treatments you're getting, does that affect your immune system? Does that make you more vulnerable?
Yes, it makes me very susceptible. So I have to be very careful on, you know, everything, the people I'm around, the food I eat, the stores I go into. You know, I've been wearing a mask. I have the hand sanitizer in my car. You know, I sanitize my hands everywhere I go or wear gloves. You know, I do have to be very careful.
So it sounds in a way like maybe you were doing some of these things that we're all doing now, maybe a little earlier because you were watching your health?
Correct. Yeah, I didn't wear a mask before as much as I do now. You know, I have it in the car and once in a while I would put it on, but now if I go into a store, I'll wear it. Mm-hmm. You know, I always washed my hands before. The sanitizer, you know, I'd in and out of cars, just everywhere.
So you had some good habits set up already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Tell me what else your daily routine is like. What else has shifted for you in the last month?
Just not going out as much, not seeing my friends, my family, you know, and hanging out more with my husband, which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, we all know that feeling right about now.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, being more cautious of my surroundings. And if there's a lot of people in the store, don't go, you know. Mm-hmm. So in Inchitek, you know, you can, the parking lot, if it's empty, then I'll go in. Or otherwise, there's a lot of people, I try to stay out of them.
Okay. So, I know yesterday I went to just pick up some food at a carryout place and there were a lot of people waiting and I don't know. I haven't been out enough. It made me feel a little weird and a little uncomfortable to be in a crowd of people, although everybody was spread out. Does it make you worry at all when you go in for your treatments to be around different people, to be around folks that work in healthcare?
Well, as far as the folks that work in the healthcare, the nurses and stuff, they're awesome. I mean, they gowned up, they have gloves on, they wear masks. You know, I don't ever see them without that stuff on. So it did worry me to start with before they started having everybody wear masks and stuff. You know, I was a little bit more worried about going over, but now that they make everybody wear masks and stuff, I'm not as worried.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Tiffany, so she's not officially your niece, right? But she calls you Aunt Carrie. Is that what
Correct. Yes. Okay.
All right. Yes. And so she is dating our son and living in our basement. And she told me I'm supposed to ask you about two things in particular. One is Harley Davidson's, and the other one is pigs. So I'm going to let you choose which of those you want to tell us about first.
Well, I'm an avid Harley rider. I love riding motorcycle. 6 years ago, my husband took my motorcycle and converted it into a three-wheeler for me because I had, with my health problems and stuff, and then I had to have my hip replaced. And so he converted it to a three-wheeler for me. And that was even better because then I didn't have to worry about, you know, holding it up. And then last year I bought myself a 2016. It's called a freewheeler, and it's a three-wheeler, but it's just a newer model. So, okay. And we do a lot of riding and I enjoy it.
Well, it's starting to warm up a little bit in Wisconsin. Have you had it out yet this year?
I have not had mine out. My husband goes any chance he gets, but I have not had mine out. I've had a few days where I'm kind of shaky after my treatment and kind of floaty is what I call it in my head.
Yeah.
So I won't go out unless I know that I am stable.
Yeah, makes good sense. I have some friends that have been through treatment and they call it a little bit of brain fog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that passes soon so you can get back out riding. What about the pigs?
I collect pigs and I have them all over. And it's funny because, yeah, the kids all give me pigs and for birthdays. And, you know, stuff like that. So I bet you I have probably 200 of them in my house.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there are things that you had been looking forward to this spring that have been derailed a little bit because of the isolation we all have.
Yeah, well, my girlfriends and I were going to take a trip, like Wolf's Head Run, I think is what it's called. But with everything being canceled, you know, we won't be able to do that unless they open everything up. So, and that's, you know, kind of going up around Canada and back down. So, and then just out riding in general, you know, hoping that we can get together with friends and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Is there anything in particular once the restrictions are lifted that you want to do? You got anything on the wish list?
Not right now. The first thing I want to do though is see my family. I said, I miss my mom and dad, you know.
And where are they, Carrie?
They're just in Spooner. It's 45 minutes from here.
Okay.
So yeah. And I would go up all the time and see them, and thank God for FaceTime and all that stuff. So I get to at least FaceTime with them.
Okay. And are they doing well?
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to go up there because they're 81, you know, I'm not worried about me catching anything, which I should be, but I worry more about them catching something.
Yeah, you know? Sure. But they're in their own home and they have everything they need up there.
Yep. Yep, they do. And I do have a sister that lives up there and a niece that lives up there. So if they need anything, they call and they'll do the drop off, you know,
yeah,
just to keep them safe.
And you said they're in their 80s?
Yep, they're both 81. And yes, my mom does FaceTime with us. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Because like I said, you know, otherwise I was going up to see them and you can't, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
So
is there anything else that you're noticing around you about what's going on these days? What's different about it? Some things you've seen in your friends or anything like that?
Just, I guess, having to stay away from each other and doing a lot of FaceTiming, you know? So, you know, I guess that's about it.
Yeah. Any new lessons you've learned in this process?
I guess I've learned, you know, we all should have been washing our hands before. Why is that something new?
True.
You know, and I'm hoping it continues when all this is over and we're able to get out and about.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. To keep people safe.
What's the mood like in Chautauqua? Are people getting restless with these restrictions?
They are. The last couple weeks, just driving up and down, I've seen a lot of Minnesota and Illinois plates. So people are starting to drift into cabins and stuff like that. So that makes me nervous because it's like, okay, what are they going to bring over with them? You know, Dave and I have a cabin in Hayward and we won't even go up there because we're afraid of taking, if either one of us had something, taking it up there. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of waiting for everything to open up.
Well, I know there are some smaller rural communities that that are kind of cabin destinations, tourist destinations, that don't have many COVID cases now. But a lot of the people who come visit those places are from bigger cities where there are more cases. And so, right. So there is a concern that's going to spread the disease. Are you seeing any signs that those temporary visitors aren't particularly welcome these days?
Just one of the girls at one of the stores in town was grumbling about it. You know, these people are coming over here and we're locked down and they shouldn't be. But other than that, you know, it's so new that I haven't heard a whole lot because I try not to go out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, all right. Well, any last advice you got for folks before we wrap up?
Just, you know, stay home and stay safe and we'll get over this also. Yeah. So,
well, I hope that your treatments continue to do well. Thanks for taking the time to talk a little bit and I hope you get out on your bike soon.
Yeah, me too.
I hope we get to talk again sometime.
Yeah, thank you. Thank All you right. so much.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for How Life Changed. I'm your host, John Noldner, and I look forward to seeing you next time. How Life Changed is a series produced by A Piece of My Mind, a multimedia arts project that uses storytelling to rediscover what connects us. You can find A Piece of My Mind on Instagram at APOMM Stories, on Twitter at A Piece of My Mind 1, that's the numeral 1, Facebook and YouTube at A Piece of My Mind. Piece is always spelled out, P-E-A-C-E. And you can find all of those links on our website, apomm.net. That's the acronym for A Piece of My Mind.net. Listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and tell a friend to listen too. Together, we'll see the world in new ways, one story at a time.